The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 8, Withdrawal of the Cosmic Creations. Chapter 10, The Battle Between the Demigods and the Demons. The summary of Chapter 10 is as follows. Because of envy, the fight between the demons and the demigods continued. When the demigods were almost defeated by demonic maneuvers and became morose, Lord Vishnu appeared among them. Both the demigods and the demons are expert in activities involving the material energy, but the demigods are devotees of the Lord, whereas the demons are just the opposite. The demigods and demons churned the ocean of milk to get nectar from it, but the demons, not being devotees of the Lord, could derive no profit. After feeding nectar to the demigods, Lord Vishnu returned to his abode on the back of Garuda, but the demons, being most aggrieved, again declared war against the demigods. Bali Maharaj, the son of Virochana, became the commander-in-chief of the demons. In the beginning of the battle, the demigods prepared to defeat the demons. Indra, the king of heaven, fought with Bali, and other demigods like Vayu, Agni, and Varuna fought against other leaders of the demons. In this fight, the demons were defeated, and to save themselves from death, they began to manifest many illusions through material maneuvers, killing many soldiers on the side of the demigods. The demigods, finding no other recourse, surrendered again to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, who then appeared and counteracted all the illusions presented by the jugglery of the demons. Heroes among the demons, such as Kalanemi, Mali, Sumali, and Malayavan, fought the Supreme Personality of Godhead and were all killed by the Lord. The demigods were thus freed from all dangers. Text 1. Sri Suka Uvacha, Iti Danava Daitya Teya Vinidan Amritam Nripa Yukta Karmani Yatascha Vasudeva Paranmukha. Synonyms. Sri Suka Uvacha, Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, Iti thus, Danava Daitya, the asuras and the demons, na not avidan, achieved the desired result, amritam nectar, nripa, O king. Yukta, all being combined, karmani, in the churning, yata, engaged with full attention and effort, cha, and Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, paranmukha, because of being non-devotees. Translation, Shukadeva Goswami said, O king, the demons and daityas all engage with full intention and effort in churning the ocean, but because they were not devotees of Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, they were not able to drink the nectar. Text 2. Sadayit varmritam rajan, payayit vasakvakansaran, pasyatam sarvabhutanam, yayo garuda vahana. Synonyms. Sada Yitva, after executing Amritam, generation of the nectar, Rajan, O king, Paya Yitva, and feeding Svaktam, his own devotee, Suran, to the demigods. Pasyatan, in the presence of Sarvabhutanam, all living entities, Yayo went away, Garuda Vahana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, carried by Garuda. Translation, O king, after the Supreme Personality of Godhead had brought to completion the affairs of churning the ocean and feeding the nectar to the demigods, who are his dear devotees, he left the presence of them all and went and was carried by Garuda to his own abode. Text 3. Sapat nanam param ridim drishtva te ditinandana amrisya manan upetur Devan Pratyudhyatad Yuda. Synonyms. Sapatnanam, of the rivals, the demigods, Param, the best, Ridam, opulence, Drishva, observing, Te, all of them, Diti Nandana, the sons of Diti, the deities, Amrishyamana, being intolerant, Upetu, ran toward just to create a disturbance, Devan, the demigods, Pratyudhyata Ayuda, their weapons raised. Translation, seeing the victory of the demigods, the demons became intolerant of their superior opulence. Thus, they began to march toward the demigods with raised weapons. Text 4. Tata sura gana sarve sudhaya prayedita pratis Myuyu Du Sastra Narayana Padashriya. Synonyms. Tata thereafter, Suragana, the demigods, will survey all of them, Sudhaya by the nectar, Pritaya, which had been drunk, Edhita, being enlivened by such drinking, Prati Syamodyuda, they counterattack the demons, Shastrai, with by regular weapons, Narayana Pada Ashraya, their real weapon being the shelter of the lotus feet of Narayan. Translation, thereafter, being enlivened because of drinking the nectar, the demigods who were always at the shelter of the lotus feet of Narayan used their various weapons to counterattack the demons and a fighting spirit. Text 5. Tatra Daiva Suro Nama Rana Parama Daruna Rudasi Udan Vato Rajams Tumulo Rus Roma Harshana. Synonyms. Tatra, there, at the beach of the ocean of milk, Daiva, the demigods, Asura, the demons, Nama, as they are celebrated, Rama, fighting, Parama, very much, Daruna, fierce, Rudasi, on the beach of the sea, Udan Vata, of the ocean of milk, Rajan, O king, Tumala, tumultuous, Roma Harshana, hair standing on the body. Translation. O king, a fierce battle on the beach of the ocean of milk ensued between the demigods and the demons. The fighting was so terrible that simply hearing about it would make the hair on one's body stand on end. Text 6. Tatranyonyam sapatnaste sambrabda manaso rane sama syad yasibir banar nijagnur vividyayudai. Synonyms. Tatra, thereupon, anyonyam, one another, sapatna, all of them becoming fighters, te, they, sambradda, very angry, manasa, within their minds, rana, in that battle, samasadya, getting the opportunity to fight between themselves, asabdi, with swords, banai, with arrows, nijagnu, began to beat one another, vivide ayudai, with varieties of weapons. Translation. Both parties in that fight were extremely angry at heart, and in enmity they beat one another with swords, arrows, and varieties of other weapons. Purport. There are always two kinds of men in this universe, not only on this planet, but also in higher planetary systems. All the kings dominating planets like the sun and moon also have enemies like Rahu. It is because of occasional attacks upon the sun and moon by Rahu that eclipses take place. And the fighting between the demons and demigods is perpetual. It cannot be stopped unless intelligent persons from both sides take to Krishna consciousness. Text 7. Shankha Turiya Mridanganam Beri Damarinam Mahan Hasta Ashva Ratapatinam Nadatam Nishvano Bhavat. Synonyms. Shankha, of conch shells, Turiya, of big bugles, Mridanganam, of drums, Beri, of bugles, Damarinam, of kettle drums, Mahan, great and tumultuous, Hasti, of elephants, Ashva, of horses, Ratapatinam, of fighters on chariots on the ground, Nadatam, all of them making sounds together, Nivvana, a tumultuous sound, Abhavat, so became. Translation. The sounds of the conch shells, bugles, drums, beris, and damaris, kettle drums, as well as the sounds made by elephant, horses, and soldiers, who were both on chariots and on foot, were tumultuous. Text 8. Ratino ratibis tatra patibi sahapataya haya hare abhyas ibhas chebhai samajad Sajata Samyuge. Synonyms. Ratina, fighters on chariots, Ratibi, with the charioteers of the enemy, Tatra, in the battlefield, Pratibi, with the infantry soldiers, Saha, with Pateya, the infantry of the enemy soldiers, Haya, the horses, Hayai, with the enemy soldiers, Ibha, with the soldiers fighting on the backs of elephants, Cha, and Ibhai, with the enemy soldiers on the backs of elephants, Sama Sajanta, began to fight each other on an equal level, Samyuge, on the battlefield. Translation. On that battlefield, the charioteers fought with opposing charioteers, the infantry soldiers on with the opposing infantry, the soldiers on horseback with the opposing soldiers on horseback, and the soldiers on the backs of elephants with the enemy soldiers on elephants. In this way, the fighting took place between equals. Text 9. Ustrai keshit ibhai keshit apare yudu karai keshit gora mukhar grikshar dvipibir hadibir bata. Synonyms. Ustrai, on the backs of camels, keshit some persons. Ibhai, on the backs of elephants, keshit some persons. Apare, others. Yudu, engage in fighting. Karai, on the backs of asses, keshit some persons. Gora mukhai, on white-faced monkeys, rikshai, on red-faced monkeys, dvipibi, on the backs of tigers, haribi, on the backs of lions, bata, and all the soldiers engaged in this way. Translation. Some soldiers fought on the backs of camels, some on the backs of elephants, some on asses, some on white-faced and red-faced monkeys, some on tigers, and some on lions. In this way, they all engaged in fighting. Text 10 through 12. Gridyai kankar bakar anye siena bai shais timingila surabair mahisai kadgar govrishar gavavronai shivabir akut bi kechit krikalasai shasher narai bastar ake krishna sasar samsar enye chasukrai anye Jalas Tadal Kagai Satvar Vritrik Vikrita Vigrahai Senior Ubiyar Rajan Bibishus Te Gato Gata. Synonyms. Gridyai, on the back of vultures, Kankyai, on the backs of eagles, Bakyai, on the backs of ducks, Anya, others, Sienas, on the backs of hawks, Bashai, on the backs of Bashas, Timangila, on the backs of big fish known as Timangilas, Sharabai, on the backs of Sharabas, Mahisai, on the backs of buffaloes, Kadgai, on the backs of rhinoceroses, Go, on the backs of cows, Vishai, on the backs of bulls, Gavaya Arunai, on the backs of Gavayas and Arunas, Shivabi on the backs of jackals, Akubi on the backs of big rats, Keshit, some persons, Krikashalai, Krikalashai on the back of big lizards, Chakshai on the backs of big rabbits, Narai on the backs of human beings, Bashtai on the backs of goats, Ake, some, Krishnasarai on the backs of black deer, Hamsai on the backs of swans, Anyai, others, also, Sukarai on the backs of boars, Anye, others, Jalastala Kangai, animals moving on the water, on land, and in the sky, Satvai, by creatures being used as vehicles, Vikrita, are deformed, Vigrahai, by such animals whose bodies, Senior, of the two parties of soldiers, Ubiyar, of both, Rajan, O King, Vivishu, entered, Te, all of them, Agrata, Agrata. Going forward, face to face. Translation, O King, some soldiers fought on the backs of vultures, eagles, ducks, hawks, and basha birds. Some fought on the backs of timangilas, which can devour huge whales, and some on the backs of sharabas, and some on buffalo, rhinoceroses, cows, bulls, jungle cows, and arunas. Others fought on the backs of jackals, rats, lizards, rabbits, human beings, goats, black deer, swans, and boars. In this way, mounted on animals in the water, of the water, land, and sky, including animals with deformed bodies, both armies faced each other and went forward. Text 13 through 15. Chitradvaja Patai Rajan Atapatrai Satimalai Mahadanair Vajra Dandair Vyajanair Bar Hachamarai Vato duto tarashni shar achiribir varma bhushanai spuradbir vishadai sastrai sutaram suraramsibi deva danava viranam dvajinyo pandunandana Rejatur Viramalabir Vadayadasam Eva Sagaro. Synonyms: Chitradvajapati, with very nicely decorated flags and canopies. Rajan, O king. Attapatrai, with umbrellas for protection from the sunlight. Sita Amalai, most of them very clean and white. Mahadanai, very valuable. Vrajadandai, with rods made of valuable jewels and pearls. Vrajanai, with fans. Barachamarai, with fans made of peacock feathers. Vata Udata, flapping with the breeze. Uttara Usinai, with upper and lower garments. Achirbi, by the effulgence. Vamsa Bashanai, with ornaments and shields. Spuradi, shining. Vishapdai, sharp and clean. Shastrai, with weapons. Sutaram, excessively. Surya Aramsibi, with the dazzling illumination of the sunshine. Devadanava Viranam, of all the heroes of the parties of both the demons and demigods. Dvajinyo, the two parties of soldiers, one bearing his own flag. Pandu Nandana, O descendant of Mars. Pandu Rejatu, distinctly recognized. Viramalabi, with garlands used by heroes. Vasadam, of aquatics. Eva, just like. Shogaro, two oceans. Translation: O king, O descendant of Maharaj Pandu, the soldiers of both the demigods and demons were decorated by canopies, colorful flags, and umbrellas with handles made of valuable jewels and pearls. They were further decorated with fans made of peacock feathers, and by other fans also. The soldiers, their upper and lower garments waving in the breeze, naturally looked very beautiful, and in the light of the glittering sunshine under their shields, ornaments and sharp, clean weapons appeared dazzling. Thus, the ranks of soldiers seemed like two oceans with bands of aquatics. Text 16 through 18. Vairochano Bali Sankhe Sosuranam Chamu Pati Vanam Vyavas Yasam Nama Kamagam Mayanirmitam Sarva Samgram Miko Petam Sarva Charyama Yan Prabho Aparitarkam Nir Desyam Drishyamanam Adarshanam Astitas Tad Vimang Ragrim Sarvanika Depar Vita Bala Vyajana Chakra Grai Reje Chandra Evokdaye. Synonyms: Virochana, the son of Virochana, Bali, Maharaj Bali, Sankhe, in the battle, Sahi, so celebrated. Asuranam, of the demons, Chamupati, commander-in-chief, Yanam, airplane. Vyasyasam, called Vaihayasa, Nam, by the name. Kamagam, able to fly anywhere he desired. Maya Nirmitam, made by the demon Maya. Sarva, all. Samgramika Uptetam, equipped with all kinds of weapons required for fighting with different types of enemies. Sarva Ashcharyamayam, wonderful in every respect. Prabho, O king. Apartarkyam, inexplicable. Anirdeshyam, indescribable. Drishyamanam, sometimes visible. Adarshanam, sometimes not visible. Astita, being seated on such. Tat, that. Vimana Agriam, excellent airplane. Sarva, all. Anika Adipai, by the commanders of soldiers. Vritai, surrounded. Balavigana Chatra Agrai, protected by beautifully decorated umbrellas and the best of chamras. Rije, brilliantly situated. Chandra, the moon. Eva, like. Udaye, at the time of rising in the evening. Translation: From that battle, the most celebrated commander-in-chief, Maharaj Bali, the son of Virochana, was seated on a wonderful airplane named Vyavayasa. This, O king, this beautifully decorated airplane had been manufactured by the demon Maya and was equipped with weapons for all types of combat. It was inconceivable and indescribable. Indeed, sometimes It was visible and sometimes not. Seated on this airplane under a beautiful protective umbrella and being fanned by the best of chamaras, Maharaj Bali, surrounded by his captains and commanders, appeared just like the rising moon in the evening, illuminating all directions. Text 19-24. Tasyasan sarvato yajnair yutanam patayo sura nanuchi sambaro bano viprachitiram ayomuka dvimurdha kalanobo ta de prehitir ketaivala shakunir bhutasanto tapo vajra damstro virochana haigriva sankhu shira kapilo meghadundubi tarakas chandradik sumbo nisumbo jamba utkala aristo nistame nemis cha mayas cha triparatibhya anye paloma kalaya nivata kavachadaya alabda bhagha somasya kevalam klesha bhagina sarve te ranamukhe bahusho nirmjitamara sid simhan nadhan vimuchanta sankhan dadmor raha ravan Dristran sapatan uksitan balabit kupito brisham. Translation. Surrounding Bali Maharaj on all sides were the commanders and captains of the demons sitting on their respective chariots. Among them were the following demons: Nimuchi, Sambara, Vana, Viparchiti, Ayomuka, Dvimurdha, Kalanaba, Praheti, Heti, Irvala, Sukhuni, Bhutasantapa, Vajradamstra, Vironchana, Hayagriva, Sankushira, Kapila, Meghudundubi, Taraka, Chandradrik, Chakradrik, Sumba, Nisumba, Jamba, Utkala, Arista, Aristanemi, Tripra, Rardipa, Maya, the sons of Praloma, the Kaleas, and Nivata Kavacha. All these demons had been deprived of their share of nectar and had merely and shared merely their in their labor in churning the ocean. Now they fought against the demigods, and to encourage their armies they made a tumultuous sound like the roaring of lions and blew loudly on conch shells. Balibit, Lord Indra, upon seeing this situation of his ferocious rivals, became extremely angry. Text 25. Airavatam dikkarinam aruda susube svarat yata svarat prashravanam udhayadrim arat pati. Synonyms. Airavatam, airavata. Dikkarinam, the great elephant who could go anywhere. Aruda, mounted on susube, became very beautiful to see. Svarat, Indra. Yata, just as svarat, flowing, prash ravanam, waves of wine, udaya adrim on udragiri ahapati, the sun. Translation. Sitting on Airavata, an elephant who can go anywhere and holds water and wine in reserve for showering, Lord Indra looked just like the sun arising from udragiri, where there are reservoirs of water. Purport. On the top of a mountain called Udayagiri are large lakes from which water continually pours in waterfalls. Similarly, Indra's carrier, Airavata, holds water and wine in reserve and showers it in the direction of Lord Indra. Thus, Indra, the king of heaven, sitting on the back of Airavata, appeared like the brilliant sun rising above Udayagiri. Text 26. Tasya san sarvato deva nana vat vaha dvijaya do lokapala sahaganar vai yavagni virunadaya. Synonyms. Tasya, Lord Indra, asan, situated, Sarvata all around Deva, all the demigods, Nanavaha with varieties of carriers, Vajra Ayuda with flags and weapons, Lokapala, all the chiefs of various higher planetary systems, Saha with Ganai, their associates, Vayu, the demigods controlling air, Agni, the demigod controlling fire, Varuna, the demigod controlling water, Adaya, all of them surrounding Lord Indra. Translation, surrounding Lord Indra, King of Heaven, were the demigods seated on various types of vehicles and decorated with flags and weapons. Present among them were Vayu, Agni, Varuna, and other rulers of various planets along with their associates. Text 27. Te nyonyam abhisamsritya kshipanto marmabir mita abhadyanto visat Togre, Yudur Vandayodhina. Synonyms, te, all of them, the demigods and the demons, anyonyam, one another, abhisamstritya, having come forward face to face, kshipanta, chastising one another, marmabhi mita, with much pain to the cores of the hearts of one another, avayanta, addressing one another, Vishanta having entered the battlefield, Agre in front, Yuyudu fought, Dvandva Yodina, two combatants chose each other. Translation, the demigods and demons came before each other and reproached one another with words piercing to the heart. Then they drew near and began fighting face to face in pairs. Text 28. Yoyuda balirindrena tarekena guhosyata varuno hetina yudyan mitro rajan prahetina. Synonyms. Yoyuda fought Bali, Maharaj Bali, Indrena with King Indra, tarekena with Taraka, Guha, Kartikeya, Asyata engage in fighting. Varuna, the demigod Varuna, hetina with Heti, Ayudhyat fought one another. Mitra, the demigod Mitra, Rajan, O King, Prahitina, with Praheti. Translation, O King, Maharaj Bali fought with Indra, Kartikeya with Taraka, Varuna with Heti, and Mitra with Praheti. Text 29, Yamastu kalana bena Vishvakarma mayenavai Sambaro yude tvastra Savitra to Virochana. Translation, Yamaraj fought with Kalanaba, Vishvakarma with Mayadanaba, Tvasta with Sambara, and the sun god with Virochana. Text 30 through 31. Aprajitena namuchir Ashvino Vishaparvana Suro Bali Sutardevo Banajestai Satena cha Rahuna cha Tata soma pulomna yude nila nisumba tsumbayor devi badrakali tarasvini. Translation, the demigod Aparajita fought with Namuchi, and the two Ashvini Kumar brothers fought with Vrishaparva. The sun god fought with the 100 sons of Maharaj Bali headed by Bana, and the moon god fought with Rahu. The demigod controlling air fought with Puloma, and Shumba and Nushumba fought the supremely powerful material energy Durga Devi, who is called Bhadrakali. Text 32 and 34. Vishchakapis tu jambena mahisena vibhavasu ivala sahavitapir brahmaputra arindama kamadevena durmasar Utkalo matribi saha, brisapatis chosane sanasa, narakena sanaischara, maruto naivata kavachai, kalayar vasavo mara, vishvadevas tapulomai, rudra kros davasai saha. Translation. O Maharaj Prigat, the suppressor of the enemies, Arindama, Lord Shiva fought with Jamba, and Vibhavasu fought with Mahish Asura. Ilvala, along with his brother Vitapti, fought with the sons of Lord Brahma. Durmasa fought with Cupid, the demon Utkala with the Matrika demigoddess, Brihaspati with Shukracharya, Sunaishchara, Saturn, with Narakasura. The Maruts fought with Naivetakavacha. The Vasus fought the Kalakaya demons. The Vishvadev demigods fought the Paloma demons, and the Rudras fought the Krodashvasa demons, who were victims of anger. Text 35. Ta evam asav asura sarendra dvendvendra dvena samhatya chayudmana adyonyam asadya nijagnur ojasa jigishasvas tikshna sarasi tamarai. Synonyms: te, all of them, evam, in this way, ajo, on the battlefield, asura, the demons, sura, Indra, and the demigods, dvandena, two by two, samhatya, mixing together, cha, and yudyamana, engage in fighting, ayonyam, with one another, asadya, approaching, nijagnu, slashed with weapons and killed, ojasa, with great strength, jagisava, everyone desiring victory, tikshna, sharp, sara, with arrows, asi, with swords, tomarai, with lances. Translation: all of these demigods and demons assembled on the battlefield with a fighting spirit and attacked one another with great strength. All of them desiring victory, they fought in pairs, hitting one another severely with sharpened arrows, swords, and lances. Text 36. Bishundibis chakragadarsh ti patisai shakti ul mukai parsh shaparash vadar api nistrim sabalai parigai samudragai sabdhindipalais cha siramsi chidu. Synonyms: busundibi, with weapons called Basundi, chakra, with discs, gada, with clubs, risti, with weapons called risti, patisai, with weapons called patisa, shakti, with those shakti weapons, ulmukai, with weapons called ulmukas, prasha, with the prasha weapons, prashavadai, with the weapons called parashvada, api, also, nistrimsa, with nistrimsas, balai, with lances, parigai, with the weapons named parigas, Sa Magurai, with the weapons known as Mudgara, Sa Bindipalai, with the Bindipala weapons, Cha, also, Shiramsi, heads, Chichidu, cut off. Translation: they severed one another's heads using weapons like Bishundis, chakras, clubs, ristis, patisas, shaktis, ulmukas, prashas, parshvasas, nistrimsas, lances, parigas, mudgaras, and bindipalas. Text 37. Gajas taranga sarasta padataya sharosavara vivida vikandita nirakta brah. Bahuru Shrodharana Garayas China Dvareshvasa Tanutra Bhushana. Synonyms: Gaja, elephants, Taranga, horses, Sarata, with chariots, Padataya, infantry soldiers, Sarohavaha, carriers with riders, Vivida, varieties, Vikandita, cut to pieces, Vikridabahu, cut off arms, Uru, thighs, Shirodhara, necks, Angraya, legs, China, cut up, Dvaja, flags, Ishvasa, bows, Tarnutra, armor, Bhushanai, ornaments. Translation: the elephants, horses, chariots, charioteers, infantry soldiers, and various kinds of carriers, along with their riders, were slashed to pieces. The arms, legs, thighs, the necks of the soldiers were severed, and their flags, bows, armors, and ornaments were torn apart. Text 38. Tesham padagata ratanga churnitad Ayodanad Ulbana Utitas Tada Renordi Shakam Duyamanim Chadayan Navartataksik Chitubi Pari Plutat. Synonyms. Tesham, of all the people engaged on the battlefield, Padagata, because of beating on the ground by the legs of the demons and demigods, Ratanga, and by the wheels of the chariots, Chornitat, which was made to piece into pieces of dust, Ayodhanat, from the battlefield, Ulbana, very forceful, Utita, rising, Tada, at that time, Renu, the dust particles, Disha, all directions, Kam, outer space, Dumanim, up to the sun, Cha, also, Chadayam, covering all of the space up to that, Nyavartata, dropped, floating in the air, Ashrik, blood, Shrutibi, by particles, Pariplutat, because of being widely sprinkled. Translation, because of the impact on the ground of the legs of the demons and demigods and the wheels of the chariots, particles of dust flew violently into the sky and made a dust cloud that covered all directions of outer space as far as the sun. But when the particles of dust were followed by drops of blood being sprinkled all over space, the dust cloud could no longer float in the sky. Purport. The dust cloud covered the entire horizon, but when drops of blood sprayed up as far as the sun, the dust cloud could no longer float in the sky. The point to be observed here is that although the blood is stated here to have reached the sun, it is not said to have reached the moon. Apparently, therefore, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, the sun, not the moon, is the planet nearest to the earth. We have already discussed this point in many places. The sun is first, then the moon, then Mars, Jupiter, and so on. The sun is supposed to be 93 million miles above the surface of the earth, and from Srimad Bhagavatam, we understand that the moon is 1,600,000 miles above the sun. Therefore, the distance between the earth and the moon would be about 95 million miles. So if a space capsule were traveling at the speed of 18,000 miles per hour, how could it reach the moon in 4 days? At that speed, going to the moon would take at least 7 months. That a space capsule on a moon excursion has reached the moon in 4 days is therefore impossible. Text 39. Shirobir Uduta Kirtita Kundalai Sharamba Durbi Parasdasta Chadadai, Mahabujar Sampranai Sahayudai, Saprastrita Bukarabo Rubur Bupau. Synonyms. Shirobi, by the heads, Udata, scattered, separated, Kirita, having their helmets, Kundalai, and earrings, Sarambha Drigbi, eyes staring in anger, although the heads were severed from their bodies, Paridasta, having been bitten by the teeth, Chadadai, the lips, Mahabhujai, with big arms, Saarambanai, Aran, Abharanai, decorated with ornaments, Saha Arundai, and with weapons in their hands, although their hands were severed, Sa, that battlefield, Prestrita, scattered, Bu, the warfield, Karaba, Urubi, with the thighs and legs resembled in trunks of elephants, Babho, it so became. Translation, in the course of the battle, the war field became strewn with the severed heads of heroes, their eyes still staring and their teeth still pressed against their lips in anger. Helmets and earrings were scattered from those severed heads. And similarly, many arms decorated with ornaments and clutching various weapons were strewn here and there, as were many legs and thighs, which resembled the trunks of elephants. Text 40. Kabandas tatra chopitu patita svasiruk shibi udyait yudu dordandair urban udha vanto bratan mridhe. Synonyms. Karbanda, trunks, bodies without heads, tatra, there on the battlefield, cha, also, utpetu, generated, patita, fallen, Shrasira Akshibi, by the eyes in one's head, Udyata, raised, Adyuda, equipped with weapons, Dordandai, the arms of whom, Adhadvanta rushed toward Bhatan, the soldiers, Mride on the battlefield. Translation: many headless trunks were generated on that battlefield. With weapons in their arms, these ghostly trunks, which could see with the eyes of and the fallen heads, attacked the enemy soldiers. Purport: it appears that the heroes who died in the battlefield immediately became ghosts, although their heads had been severed from their bodies. New trunks were generated, and these new trunks, seeing with the eyes in the severed heads, began to attack the enemy. In other words, many ghosts were generated to join the fight, and thus new trunks appeared on the battlefield. Text 41. Malir Mahendram Dasabis Titar Artribir Aryavatam Sarai Chaturbis Chatura Vahan Ekenaro Ham Archayat. Synonyms: Bali, Bali, Maharaj Bali, Mahaindram, the King of Heaven, Dasabi with 10, Tribi with 3, Ayurvatam, Ayurvata carrying Indra, Sarai by arrows, Chaturbi by 4 arrows, Chatura, the 4, Vahan, mountain soldiers, Akena by 1, Aroham, the driver of the elephants, Archayat, attacked. Translation: Maharaj Bali then attacked Indra with 10 arrows and attacked Ayurvata, Indra's elephant carrier, with 3 arrows. The 4 arrows he attacked the 4 horsemen guarding Ayurvata's legs, and with 1 arrow he attacked the driver of the elephant. Purport: the word Vahan refers to the soldiers on horseback who protected the legs of the carrier elephants. According to the system of military arrangement, the legs of the elephant bearing the commander were also protected. Text 42. Satan apatata shakras tavadvir sigrigat vikrama chicheda nisitar balar asampraptam hasaniva. Synonyms: sa, he, Indra, tan, arrows, apatata, while moving toward him and falling down, shakra, Indra, tavadvi, immediately, shigra vikrama, was practiced to oppress very soon. Chichita, cut to pieces. Nishitai, very sharp. Balai, with another type of arrow. Asampraptam, the enemy's arrows not being received. Hasaniva, as if smiling. Translation: before Bali Maharaj's arrows could reach him, Indra, the King of Heaven, who is expert in dealing with arrows, smiled and counteracted with arrows of another type, known as bala, which were extremely sharp. Text 43. Tasya kramotamam vikshya dharmasa shakti madadade tam jvalatim maholkabham hastastam achinadari. Synonyms: Tasya, of King Indra, karma uttamam, very expert in service, the very expert service in military art. Vikshya, after observing, dharmasa, being in a very angry mood, Shaktim, the Shakti weapon, Adade, took up, Tam, that weapon, Jvalantim, blazing fire, Maha Uka Abam, appearing like a great firebrand, Hastashtam, while still in the hand of Bali, Achinat, cut to pieces, Hadi Indra. Translation: when Bali Maharaj saw the expert military activities of Indra, he could not restrain his anger. Thus he took up another weapon known as Shakti, which blazed like a great firebrand. But Indra cut that weapon to pieces while it was still in Bali's hand. Text 44. Tata shulam tata prasham tata tomaram ristaya yachyach chashram samadadyat sarvam tad achinad vibhu. Synonyms: tata, thereafter, sulam, lance, tata, thereafter, prasham, the prasha weapon, tata, thereafter, tomaram, the tomara weapon, ristaya, the risti weapons, yat yat, whichever, whatever and whichever, sastram, weapon, samadadyat, Bali Maharaj tried to use, sarvam, all of them, tat, those same weapons, achinat, cut to pieces, vibhu, the great Indra. Translation: thereafter, one by one, Bali Maharaj used a lance, prasha, tamara, rishtis, and other weapons, but whatever weapons he took up, Indra immediately cut them to pieces. Text 45. Sasar jata surim mayam antardana gato sura tata pradurabuch chalai suraniko pari prabho. Translation: My dear king, Bali Maharaj then disappeared and resorted to demoniac illusions. A great mountain-generated Paramillusion then appeared above the heads of the demigod soldiers. Text 46. Tatom nipetus taravo dayamana devagnina shila santaka ksikaras chanyanto dvishabalam. Synonyms: Tata, from that great mountain, Nipetu, began to fall, Tarava, large trees, Dayamana, blazing in fire, Dava Agnina, by the forest fire, Shila, and stones, Satanka Shikraha, having edges with points as sharp as stone picks, Churnayantya, smashing, Dvishatbalam, the strength of the enemies. Translation: From that mountain fell trees blazing in a forest fire. Chips of stone with sharp edges like picks also fell and smashed the heads of the demigod soldiers. Text 47. Maho raga samutpetur dvandasuka sarikshika singha vyar gra varahascha mardyanto Maha Gaja. Synonyms: Maha Uraga, big serpents, Samutpetu, fell upon them, Dandasuka, other poisonous animals and insects, Savrishchika, with scorpions, Singha, lions, Vyagra, tigers, Vrahacha, and forest bears, Mardyanta, smashing, Maha Gaja, great elephants. Translation: Scorpions, large snakes, and many other poisonous animals, as well as lions, tigers, boars, and great elephants, all began falling upon the demigod soldiers, crushing everything. Text 48. Yatu dhyanyas chasata sha sulahasta vivashasha chindi binditi vidya dinyas tatarak shogana prabho. Synonyms: Yatu dhyanya, carnivorous female demons, cha and satasha, hundreds upon thousands, shulahasta, every one of them with a trident in hand, vivashasha, completely naked, chindi, cut to pieces, bindi, pierced, iti, thus, vidinya, talking, tata, in that way, rakshagana, a band of rakshashas, a type of demon, prabho, O my king. Translation: O king, many hundreds of male and female carnivorous demons, completely naked and carrying tridents in their hands, then appeared, crying the slogans, quote, cut them to pieces, pierce them, end quote. Text 49. Tato maha gana vyomni gambira parashasvana angaran mumuchur vatar ahata stanavyitnava. Synonyms: Tata, thereafter, Mahagana, big clouds, Vyomni, in the sky, Gambira Purusha Svana, making very deep rumbling sounds, Angaran, embers, Mumuchu, released, Vatai, by the strong winds, Ahata, harassed, Stanayit Nava, with the sound of thunder. Translation: Fierce clouds, harassed by strong winds, then appeared in the sky, rumbling very gravely with the sound of thunder. They began to shower live coals. Text 50. Shishtudatyena sumahan vanishvasana sarati sambartaka ivatyugro vimbuddha dvajinim adhak. Synonyms: Shrista, created Daityena by the demon Bali Maharaj. Sumalan, very great, devastating. Vani, a fire. Shvasana Sarasti, being carried by the blasting wind. Sambartaka, a fire named Sambartaka, which appears during the time of dissolution. Eva, just like Ati, very much. Ugra, terrible. Vibhuta, of the demigods. Dvajinam, the soldiers, adhak, burned to ashes. Translation: A great devastating fire created by Bali Maharaj began burning all the soldiers of the demigods. This fire, accompanied by blasting wind, seemed as terrible as the Sambartaka fire, which appears at the time of dissolution. Text 51. Tata samudra udvela sarvata pratyadrishyata Panchadavatar Udhuta Tarangavarta Bhishana. Synonyms. Tata, thereafter, Samudra, the sea, Udvela, being agitated, Sarvata, everywhere, Pradyastrishyata, appeared before everyone's vision, Prachana, fierce, Vatai, by the winds, Aduta, agitated, Taranga, of the waves, Avarta, whirling water, Bhishana, ferocious. Translation. Thereafter, whirlpools and sea waves, agitated by fierce blasts of wind, appeared everywhere before everyone's vision, and a furious flood. Text 52. Evam daityar mahamayar alakshya gatibirane shijya manasu mayasu videshu surasanika. Synonyms. Evam, thus, dura daitya, by the demons, mahamahai, who were expert in creating illusions, alakshya gatibi, but invisible, rane, in the fight, Shridya Manasu Mayasu, because of the creation of such an illusory atmosphere, Visedu became morose. Sura Sainikya, the soldiers of the demigods. Translation. While this magical atmosphere in the fight was being created by the invisible demons, who were expert in such illusions, the soldiers of the demigods became morose. Text 53. Natat Pravidvidam Natra Vidur Indradayo Nripa Dayata Pradura Bhutatra Bhagavan Vishra Bhavana. Synonyms. Na, not, pravid, prati vidim, the counteraction of such an illusory atmosphere, yatra, wherein Vidu could understand, Indra Adaya, the demigods headed by Indra Nripa, O king, Dayata, being meditated upon, Pradura Bhut, appeared there, Tatra, in that place, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishwabhavana, the creator of the universe. Translation. O king, when the demigods could find no way to counteract the activities of the demons, they wholeheartedly meditated upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the creator of the universe, who then immediately appeared. Text 54. Tatasu Parnamsa Katangri Palava Prasanga Vasa Nava Kanjalochana Dusyata Styat Yuda Bhur Ula Tsach Trikast Tuhanar Gyakirita Kundala. Synonyms. Tatra, thereafter, Suparna Amsa Krita Angri Pallava, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose lotus feet spread over the two shoulders of Garuda, Pisangavasa, whose dress is yellow, Nava Kanja Lochana, whose eyes are just like the petals of newly blossomed lotus, Adrishyata, became visible in the presence of the demigods, Asta Ayuda, equipped with eight kinds of weapons, Bahu, arms, Ulasat, brilliantly exhibiting, Sri, the goddess of fortune, Kastuba, the Kastuba gem, Arangya, of incalculable value, Kirita, helmet, Kundala, having earrings. Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose eyes resemble the petals of a newly blossomed lotus, sat on the back of Garuda, spreading his lotus feet over Garuda's shoulders, dressed in yellow, decorated by the Kastuba gem and the goddess of fortune, and wearing an invaluable helmet and earrings, the Supreme Lord, holding various weapons in his eight hands, became visible to the demigods. Text 55. Tasmin praviste surakuta karmaja mae venishur mahina mayisha yasa Shrapno yatahi pratibodha agate hari smriti sarva vipad vimokashanam. Synonyms. Tasmin praviste, upon the entrance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Asura of the demons, Kuta Karmaja, because of illusory magical activities, Maya, the false manifestations, Vineshu, were immediately curbed, Mahina, by the superior power, Mahisa, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is greater than the greatest, Svapna, dreams, yata, as he, indeed, Pratibodhe, when awakening, agate, has arrived, Hari Smriti, the remembrance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sarva Vipat, of all kinds of dangerous situations, Vimokshanam, immediately vanquishes. Translation. As the dangers of a dream cease when the dreamer awakens, the illusions created by the jugglery of the demons were vanquished by the transcendental prowess of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as soon as he entered the battlefield. Indeed, simply by the remembrance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one becomes free from all dangers. Text 56. Drishvabhrithe Garudavaham Ivarivaha Avidya Salam Ani No Atakalenemi Tal Lilaya Garuda Murni Patat Grithiva Tenahanam Nripa Savaham Arim Tyadisha. Synonyms: Drishtra, seeing, Murdhe on the battlefield, Garudavaham, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, carried by Garuda, Ibharivaha, the demon who was carried by a big lion, Avidya, whirling around, Sulam, a trident, Ahinat, discharged at him, Ata, thus, Kalanemi, the demon Kalanemi, Tat, such an attack by the demon against the Supreme Lord, Lilaya, very easily, Garuda Murdni, on the head of his carrier, Garuda, Patat, while falling down, Grihitva, after taking it immediately without difficulty, Tena, and by the same weapon, Ahanat, killed Nripa, O king. Savaham, with his carrier, Anim, the enemy, Tri Adisha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the proprietor of the three worlds. Translation, O king, when the demon Kalanemi, who was carried by a lion, saw that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, carried by Garuda, was on the battlefield, the demon immediately took his trident, whirled it, and discharged it at Garuda's head. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, the master of the three worlds, immediately caught the trident, and with the very same weapon, he killed the demon Kalanemi along with his carrier, the lion. Purport. In this regard, Srila Madhvacharya says, Kalanemi adaya sarve karina nihata api sukreno jivita santa punas tanaiva patita. Kalanemi and all the other demons were killed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, and when Shukracharya, their spiritual master, brought them back to life, they were again killed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text 57. Mali sumali atibalu yudi pratatur yach chikrena krita shirasav ata malaya vamstam ayata tigma gadayan hanad andajendram tavach chiro chinad arer anadato rinadya. Synonyms: Mali Somali, two demons named Mali and Sumali, Atibalo, very powerful, Yudi, on the battlefield, Petutu, fell down, Yachakrena, by whose disc, Krita Sarasho, their heads having been cut off, Atta thereupon, Malayavan Tam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ahatya, attacking Tigma Gadaya with a very sharp club, Ahanat, attempted to attack, kill, Andaja Indram, Garuda, the king of all birds who are born from eggs. Tavat, at that time, Shira, the head, Achinat, cut off, Are, of the enemy, Nadhata, roaring like a lion, Arina, by the disc, Adya, the original personality of Godhead. Translation. Thereafter, two very powerful demons named Mali and Sumali were killed by the Supreme Lord, who severed their heads with his disc. Then Malayavan, another demon, attacked the Lord. With his sharp club, the demon, who was roaring like a lion, attacked Garuda, the Lord of the birds, who are born from eggs. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the original person, used his disc to cut off the head of that enemy also. Purport. Thus end the purport, Bhaktivedanta purports of the 8th canto, 10th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, The Battle Between the Demigods and the Demons, end quote.